The word for church in the Bible literally means the assembly of those who have been called, and in this case, called by God. And the scripture contains a number of different ways of picturing the church. The church is pictured as the people of God, as the household of God, the temple of God, the Israel of God. It is pictured as God's flock, God's vineyard, God's vine, God's olive tree. It is pictured as the bride of Christ, the army of Christ, the disciples of Christ. It is pictured as the heavenly Jerusalem, as Mount Zion, as the city of the living God. It is pictured as the seed of Abraham. It is pictured as the new man, and it is pictured as the manifold wisdom of God. When you put all of those different windows and perspectives on the church together, what you see is that the church is what the human race was created to be. It is a united race of people, each individually with infinite worth, each of them in the image of God, each of them the son or daughter of God, each of them inhabited by the Holy Spirit, each of them enjoying personal fellowship with God, and all of them united as one, united in the worship of God, in giving thanks to God, in rejoicing in God, in delighting in His will, in loving God, in loving one another, in serving God, in serving one another, in honoring God, and in honoring one another. So that the end result is that the will of God is done on earth as it is in heaven. And the kingdom, reign, and glory of God is seen in all the earth. To the end that the earth and mankind come to enter into and reflect the glory and beauty of God. Now all of that is precisely what was lost when Adam sinned. But all of that is also what Christ restored as the new Adam, the progenitor of a new human race born of the Holy Spirit. As the new man, the new human race, the church shows what humanity was created to be. As the manifold wisdom of God, the church shows to men and angels the glory of God's original intentions and the surpassing glory of their restoration and fulfillment through the work of Christ. As the bride of Christ, the church shows the intimacy of God's love and oneness with His people, as well as the beauty which Christ bestows upon His bride and the delight of God's people in Christ, their Savior. As the temple of God, the church shows the habitation of God in His people, as well as the joy and gratitude of God's people in worship to Him. As the vineyard of God, the church produces and displays the fruit that God loves, the fruit of the Spirit, love and joy, peace and patience, kindness and goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. As the city of God, the church shows forth life throughout the world as it was meant to be. As the army of Christ, the church with spiritual weapons, true worship of Christ as King, true speaking and teaching of His word both to His people and to the nations, true discipleship by which every thought is taken captive to Christ, through these spiritual weapons, the church wars against the forces of darkness and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. As the family of God, the church does not replace the family or the civil community, but rather gathers them in to be instructed in what it means to be disciples, both as individuals, as families, and as communities and nations. So the church is not the same thing as the kingdom, but it is the engine of the kingdom. In all of these various ways, the church is what the human race was created to be. The church is the new humanity born of the Spirit. And thus, the church cannot be a flight from the world meaning the created earthly order. For the church is precisely a restoration of the world in that sense. At the same time, the church is locked in warfare with the world, here world, meaning the deceptive anti-God worldview and system of values that holds people captive by making truth and righteousness seem strange and sin and unbelief seem normal. Perhaps most amazingly, the church is where Jesus points the angels and says, "See, this is the why for everything the Father and I and the Spirit have done since the fall of man." And the angels look and they understand, and so should we.